It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, thanks for hanging out with us at Murph's. We are literally at Cobb Galleria getting ready for tonight's home opener. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little excited. I want us to win. That's a given. But I just want us to play better. And as Snitch said, Mike, play a full game.
Yes, that means Shwelly. Shwelly. How about, man, give me six innings, six, two-thirds, seven?
I'd love that.
Schwellenbach did enough to win, and unfortunately, man, you know, the bullpen, look, we had everything failed in every aspect. The bullpen failed. 1 through 9 failed at the plate. You know, starting pitching some days was awful. You know, I'm not going to fault Snicker for that five-out attempt. He was trying to maybe make something happen, anticipating, look, we've got to turn things around. Just didn't work. And then, obviously, the cream on top, or the cherry on top of the crap Sunday was the Ohtani walk-off. But now you're home. Marlins are – look, this looks like a good little Marlins team. Early days, they had some plucky wins.
They did.
To get to 4-3.
Yeah.
Max Meyer is a right-hander, fastball, slider. We'll see him on the bump tonight, but hopefully the Braves – I mean, if you feel, Carl, when they do break out, like there'll be like steam pressure valve being released and everything will just happen. You know, and things will come in bunches.
You think it'll be like an explosion.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, then we'll be saying, save some of those runs.
Yes.
But if that happens, it'll be great tonight to do it in the home opener. We're going to talk with Grant McCauley coming up there in about 30 minutes or so to kind of preview this series as the Marlins are in town. And then, you know, this is a six-game homestand, so they finally get back home. But remember, they left spring training and then went to the West Coast.
That's it. You know, and by the way, sidebar, we'll talk more about it with Grant. See that Freddie Freeman's on the IL now?
I know.
After that slip in the shower.
It's weird. Right. It's weird. We wish him nothing but the best. But that just tells you how deep the Dodgers are.
Right.
No Freddie. And they're winning like this. Like, you know, that just gives you a little hint of how good they are.
But, I mean, you know, all that. Look, I'm not begrudging making that money. But
what?
You can level off that step when you get out of the shower. I mean, most of us have to step over something. You know what I mean? You know, you've got one of those giant walking. I'm sure Freddie's got the shower like 18 different shower heads coming at him.
I love it.
You know?
You know I like showering like right. that.
How about you taking a day now?
No. It's not how many I take in a day. I just take a long shower. That's right. All. But I do have
What's
like,
your water
multiple.
Bill?
Mind your own.
I have
those multiple heads. I told you that when
right.
we did the shower. So it's really cool.
So the only thing, and Carl's heard the story, all those bets. Eventually, yes, I get – it's funny whenever we talk about the house.
Wait a minute. Did you just ask me about my water bill, Mr. Grass, man?
Yes, man. Yes.
Okay. You were in the studio the other day. Got to go home and water my grass. I'm like, who is this dude?
I know.
Who are you? Speaking of water bill, your water bill will be extremely high.
May I introduce myself? My name is Jan Harry Bell, also known as Mike's dad. J.H. Bell.
Yeah.
Detective Bell to some.
So, anyways, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
No,
you,
I'm just
asking about
just,
a water bill.
Eventually, one of these bets, these long-term bets will come in, or I'll just simply have to go get the bathrooms done. Because I told you, our bathrooms in our house are like Caesar's Palace, 1997.
Yeah, they've got
we got to upgrade.
They've got the gold wallpaper.
Yes. It's really time to upgrade the bathrooms in our house right now.
No, I hear you, man. But no, I just like taking a long shower. But yes, to Freddie.
Right.
Hurting himself, re-injuring himself. It was an accident, obviously,
right.
Slipping in the shower or whatever.
If the Falcons win the Super Bowl, I make $6,000. $100 on a 60-1. So that would go at least pay for half of a third of a
you
quarter
got,
of a bathroom.
You got – the odds were down when I was out there. You got 60?
It was 60. But remember, I was there sooner than you. I was
oh,
there,
that's right.
I was there.
Yeah, it had changed by the time I was out there.
I put that bet in. That was the Thursday right after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So I was out there with Becky for Valentine's
Day. Because there's so many unknowns, that's usually a good time to jump on it.
You and I had it, what was it, 50? I forget, we had $500 at 15-1.
15.
It's going to pay $9,000 each.
Yeah, I think it had gone to, last time I looked, I think it might be in my bag, 35, maybe 30, 40,
right.
40-1, something of that nature.
I mean, you know, depending on the draft, too, then the numbers may come down.
Oh, for sure. Now, while we're talking about the Falcons, guys, again, draft is just a few weeks away. They've been at all these workouts. Look, I haven't gotten any word, and I don't know if they were at, you know, Travis Hunter and Shador workout today. That's really who the scouts were looking at. Mm. Obviously, there were other guys there, but Colorado had its pro day, and Deion made a big spectacle of it, and they should. You know, he called it a showcase.
Right.
But to say, hey, were the Falcons there? They've been everywhere, and they've been places we haven't really even reported about because they are looking at all these different guys. I think part of it is it's just the process, but I also think some of this is smokescreen, Mike. Falcons have shown up. You can't say they didn't show up somewhere and they go, hey, they like this guy more than the other.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why they've been at all these different pro days. And I got to tell you something. For all you guys who are wondering what Terry's been doing, and we make jokes and always say, hey, Terry, we call him out. He has been at a lot of these pro days.
Now, speaking of pro days, you mentioned everybody and their uncle was in Colorado. We talked with D-Led about watching, you know, and seeing Shador Sanders in person playing in a game back for the Buffs last year. The Browns, top brass, according to our good friend Steve Weiss from NFL Network. Jimmy Haslam, they spent Thursday night. They went to dinner with Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders. So here's the thing. What makes it interesting for us, if they go, if it's Cam Ward, right, with Tennessee, and it's Shador Sanders to Cleveland, then if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers, then we're just going to have to just dump, or would we really have Kirk Cousins on this roster and have him as the world's most expensive backup quarterback? If they do go with – now, this is where it gets interesting. If the Browns did go with Travis Hunter, then maybe perhaps we could get them to, if not for this year, trade us for something and please eat $10 million of the $37.5 to get Kirk Cousins off the books.
Yeah. And that's an interesting way to do it. I'm talking about the Browns. Because, Mike, my guess is Andrew Berry's the general manager, and they were probably all sitting there, and it's easy to have a guy – you ask a guy questions.
Right.
And Berry turns to Travis and goes, tell me about him. Right? And
right.
Then Shador, tell me about him. Like, you want to know what guys think about each other and how you operate. And, listen, I don't know if they're sold on Shador Sanders. I think everybody in the top five is sold on Travis Hunter. I just don't know who's going to pick him.
Right.
I don't think everybody's sold on Shador. I just think that it's been, you know, this whole narrative has been overrated about he's not that good and he can't play. That's been my issue. But I don't know if the Browns are sold on Shador. I think they are sold on Travis Hunter.
Right. And just a matter, because we said, guys, I mean, there is sort of a, you know, the butterfly effect going back. Aaron Rodgers, does he really have intentions for Minnesota? I mean, can they swoop in the 11th hour and make a sweetheart deal? Because that's another thing with Aaron Rodgers. What if Minnesota, I mean, what if it simply comes down to money? Everyone's been talking about fit and chance to win the Super Bowl. What if it truly comes down to Aaron Rodgers making $60 million to go to Minnesota for 1 year?
He's not taking a discount, right?
No.
I don't think so either.
I mean, what was Aaron Rodgers, what was the, I obviously some of it is not there anymore because the Jets are eating it, but what was Aaron Rodgers', you know, salary his last year with the Jets, using that as a base? Because right now, technically, Dak would be the highest paid player at 60?
Yes.
So
Rodgers signed a 3-year $112 million contract with the Jets, $75 million guaranteed.
All right. So he's going for if it's more for signing bonus, and they may do that to mitigate the cap hit. But, I mean, if that's where it's at, and the Steelers, based on what we saw from Spotrac, that they've got some cap space too. As we said, you try to read Aaron Rodgers' mind. But the good news, bad news, if they do go quarterback and Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, there's no one to trade Kirk Cousins to unless there's an injury in August. And then that means he's here in camp.
He's here. Yeah, that's and again, the Falcons have no control over that. Like they, you,
but you
know.
And I, have you ever really thought he was going to be here August 1st? Kirk Cousins in the locker room?
No, not August 1st. I felt like he would be here until June. That's the,
right.
You know, that post June 1 date, I thought he'd be here, and then they'd figure it out, and we'll see what was available or what, you know, who we were talking to. I did not think, Mike, when we go up to Flowery Branch first day of camp, and we're talking about, all right,
right.
It's go time, and Cousins is running out there. Like, I don't expect that, but we'll see. 404-726-0929, guys. It is 404 day. Coming up, we're going to talk to one of the all-time great Braves. We love him, and he's been part of our show over the years as the Braves home opener. Happens tonight here at Truist Park. And we're going to talk with Andrew Jones, Mike, and also Grant's going to stop by to preview this series and talk to us about a few things that are going on with this team.
According to Over the Cap, guys, Browns have about $20 million.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, again, I think the Browns are just waiting for us to cut Kirk Cousins, and they swoop in and they grab him. Then there's, you know, if we ever had some kind of leverage where the Steelers, the Vikings, I don't know, somehow the Browns and the Steelers were fighting over Kirk Cousins, then we could actually get something this year. But there's, how do you know where that timeline?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Plays out. Probably not going to get anything until next year, a draft pick.
Well,
and who knows what it'll be.
No, I don't think it's going to be a value.
I just my spidey sense is they just cut him. Even though the Falcon fans that we talk to every week, they are having a hard time wrapping their head around Arthur Blank, the coach, the GM, the way we're posturing. It's a poker game. Is that the only way to explain it?
No, it is.
I mean, sometimes people say things they don't intend on doing.
Yeah.
Hello?
It's why everybody's on the same page. You know, we just had the NFL annual meetings.
the coach came out, said what the general manager said, and then the owner said what the general manager and the coach said.
It's united front.
Yes, it's not a coincidence. Like, not one time did Arthur Blank go, well, we'll see. I mean, I'm trying to trade this guy today. He just keeps laying it out there.
It would be nice, though, if Arthur came on and said, you know, I talked to my general manager. We're thinking we can dump this clown. Maybe he'll have to eat $25
million. Yeah. Yeah, but he's not saying that.
That's probably where it's at, though.
He's not saying that.
They're never going to go public.
But, yes, it is a wait and see with that whole situation. As far as the draft, guys, just a few weeks away, I've been saying, and you know, we'll start to get into specifics next week, but I really believe there are about, I'm going to tell you, 8 to 10 guys right now. And I know it sounds like a lot, but it's not when you start talking about picking 15th. And that's why you have to have the preparation they're doing. Because, Mike, your top three guys that you think may be there are gone. That gets you to the next three. And then all of a sudden, one of those may or may not be available. And then all of a sudden we get into the, can we get the best corner, left tackle? Then you start to really have to make decisions about how that affects your team. And that's why I'm telling you it's that many guys. If we were picking top five, it would be two or three guys.
We had Brian McFadden. Now, we spent a lot of time this week talking about offensive tackles. Look, the Falcons have looked at offensive tackles. Again, whether that's just simply fronting because there's teams around where we're selected that might be interested in one. Perhaps we could have somebody come to us. We could trade down, still get our stuff, and maybe pick up a round. That's where we're at. Hey, real quick, I mentioned it in Guy Talk. Thanks to Ben Smith. He just hit us up. Dale Jr. about 3 hours ago.
Okay.
Apparently they've settled with Lamar Jackson on how the slanted eight will be used. They have an eight they can use and an eight they won't be using anymore.
Really?
Yep. It's an eight that they used back in the day from Junior Motorsports, and apparently they'll be moving away from that. They're moving to the eight that, well, luckily the hat that I bought.
Okay, so then you're telling me Lamar won this.
They made a deal.
Okay.
So apparently, yes, they secured the rights to one eight, but another eight goes to Lamar Jackson and company.
All right, man.
In the battle of the eights, if you missed it earlier in Guy Talk.
Coming up, we're going to talk with one of the best, man. Andrew Jones is going to join us. It's 404 Day. We're live at Murph's at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to get a chance to talk to Andrew Jones. Part of our 404 Day coverage brought to you by Verizon. It's Dukes and Bell. We are at the Cobb Galleria hanging out at Murph's. Mike, do you still – I say still. I don't even know if you did.
Uh-oh, loaded question.
No, did you ever hate Duke? And is it still there?
I've always hated Duke. I don't like them. They're snobby. I hated Christian Laettner. The stomp against Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I sat behind Krzyzewski and listened to that. Dude, the stuff he got away with. No. Yes, long answer to a short question. I still hate Duke.
Okay.
But it's a different Duke without Coach K.
And it is.
I kind of see myself like rooting for Cooper Flagg because he's just that fun and talented, and he's fun to watch.
I feel the same way. And, look, if you watch Duke in the 90s, right, and when they were as dominant as they were and Coach K's going, it seemed like every other year they're going to Final Four, they're winning national championships. I think Coach K finished with five, you know, when his career finished. But they had great players. And when you start talking about Cooper Flagg, as the Final Four is going to happen tomorrow, which is why I'm asking Mike this question, there's just built-in bias against Duke because they've been Duke. And they had, you know, obviously Grant Hill, who's a terrific person and a terrific player, and Laettner. They've had some creeps over the years. What was the kid? He's in the NBA now. Jason. Allen, you know, kicking guys while they were down. But
yeah, Grayson Allen, they have this history and litany of dudes you just want to punch in the face.
Yes. But when you start saying that Cooper Flagg is maybe the best player to ever come to Duke, or maybe the second best behind Grant Hill. Now that's saying a lot.
Hard to quantify because Christian Laettner is arguably the greatest college basketball player.
Yeah.
Although I would say, because everyone, you know, doesn't remember, there was a guy named Bill Russell who played for the University of San Francisco. Or Will Chamberlain in Kansas.
You're talking about college players.
But Christian Laettner is generally accepted as the greatest. Okay, but those he's in that top three.
Yeah, I'm just saying from Duke. Like, if you ask me all time, you're putting Kareem, you're putting Walton in there. Like, those guys didn't lose games.
Right.
Laettner, though, Grant Hill, by many, is considered to be the greatest Duke player.
Right.
And then he went on to a Hall of Fame career, and we know, you know, what that was. But I don't know if you can say that about a guy that's one and done. I don't know if you can say, because the difference between Hill and Laettner and all those guys that we watch.
We watch their entire career.
Their entire career.
Right.
And they were great their entire career. Cooper Flagg is really good, and if they win it, Okay, they have to win tomorrow against Houston. They are favored. But if they win it Monday night, then, Mike, they're going to be talking about him in that fashion. And I just feel like if they win, that this built-in bias that many of us have against Duke is probably going to come back out. It's going to rear its ugly head,
right.
And this is different.
Well,
Shire's a different guy, man.
You know he's going to be behind the bench.
He will be.
Coach K and Mickey will be there, and my daughters. And, yeah, I mean, I said this to Carl. I think this came up in conversation last week. In the old days of Alexander Memorial, to be there and to be sitting close when Coach Hewitt was coaching, and it's a step. No, look, I get it. Hewitt did go. He didn't do as well as we'd liked ultimately, but he's a good guy, and he took this team to a Final Four and a national championship game. But his argument was, you know, reputation only should go so far. So then there's things that are just so excessive. And,
right.
And, like, and Gary Williams, see, at least Gary Williams, he would turn to some poor schlub like the 11th guy or some grad assistant at Maryland. You mother, you know, he would generally, you know, it was more directed towards the right or the left of someone as opposed to Krzyzewski, who would get away with murder with the refs. You know, and everybody, you know, has their style, but yeah, that's where that deep-seated dislike for Duke. But as you said, it's a different vibe with Shire. It's a different vibe with Cooper Flagg.
Connecticut's won 6, and we don't hate Connecticut like that.
No, although Danny Hurley's he's working his way towards there.
Sure, sure. Now there has always been a bias, I think, you know, because Kentucky has always been a blue blood, North Carolina. Right. But it is real, and it's just interesting that there this Final Four number ones, guys, we said it, first time since 08 that's happened, and it just got me thinking about why I hated Duke. And it wasn't the winning also. I mean, that wasn't the only reason, Mike. I also just felt like, to your point, they just got away with everything. Like, they always got the calls, and, you know, and it was either like when they got blown out by UNLV in the early 90s,
oh,
people loved it.
I know I did.
Right? And then the next year they come back and they blow out UNLV.
Yeah.
And you're like,
pulled it out. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, after that blowout, you thought it was going to be 2 years in a row. Either way, some great history, some great players, and we'll see what happens in this particular Final Four. Hey, we're live at Cobb Galleria, hanging out at Murph. Some great folks coming in. A lot of people making their way in, getting a cocktail, getting some of those cheese curds, and then heading over to the ballpark.
Right.
And we've run into a lot of our listeners today, and one of the couples that came up to our event, or remote, should I say, the other day at Buffalo's Cafe.
Yes, her husband was one of the guys that ran the Atlanta United,
yes,
the supporters section.
That's
we just
right.
talked to them and appreciate the refreshment they just provided.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's always great to see some old friends and hanging out here at Murph's. We'll be back. And, by the way, they got a big event real quick coming up, for especially guys who love those powder blues back in the day, the baby blue. Braves, the 80s Baby Blue Barbecue, May 16th. Glenn Hubbard. They're going to have a bunch of the old school guys from back in the day, along with Murph. It's going to be part of the launch of the Dale Murphy Foundation. Learn what that's all about. The charities are going to be helping out. It'll be May 16th right here at Murph's.
Yeah, and by the way, and we normally, not to jump on you there, but we normally have Murph on. Today he's traveling, so we'll get a chance to talk to Murph about these Braves and what he's thinking and how things are going. But he's traveling today, so he is not here, but normally he is. All right, man. As we were discussing all this stuff going on with the Braves, good news is we have owned the Marlins for the most part. And it makes you feel good about heading into this series, not only tonight but this weekend. But, Mike, you know, one of the reasons why we've been so successful in this division and winning all the division titles that we've won is because you beat teams that are lesser than you. Right, you
well, have for many to years with the remember the unbalanced. Now how it was unbalanced, and we played the Nationals 13 times.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, how many you get sick of seeing the Marlins?
It was ridiculous.
Nationals. But that was the thing. The Braves, and this also goes back to when the Expos were terrible.
Yep.
You know, they were good for, unfortunately, the strike year for them. But it was a team that, you know, you always felt in the Marlins, the Nationals, that's a dub. The Mets for many years were,
yes,
a dub.
Yes.
But the Mets and the Phillies are always rising and falling. You get it's still though teams you should be beating. This kid tonight is their number two prospect. Max Meyer's a pretty good right-handed pitcher. See how they can handle him. You will see Alcantara. Already you're hearing rumors about Alcantara being shopped, so we'll see if that's going to be the case. How long and how deep into the season before they fire sale the Marlins? That's what makes it so hard to be a Marlins fan. That beautiful stadium nobody goes to, because anytime you develop talent, it's
gone. They're gone. And I said to you, tonight is not a showcase,
right?
Or when he pitches later this weekend, but later in the season, I think it will be. And everybody kind of knows how good he is.
Imagine having like Yelich and Giancarlo Stanton
gone.
All those
gone.
I mean, just all these dudes who came through that team. That, imagine if they were there today.
Braves have produced only 14 runs, guys. That has been our concern. 5 of them came on Wednesday. So Mike said it. Is it going to be an explosion over the weekend? But the bigger problem has been our runners in scoring position, 6 for 49. That number's got to change. And Snit said it. Listen, I'm sure they're pressing. That was Snit's quote when he talked about this group. Right. That's human nature to press when everybody wants to be the guy.
And as you said earlier, we played that soundbite from Snicker. They're all aware. Yes, these guys didn't go out to California, and I hope nobody saw us. You know, I mean, we all know. They know what's being said and written about it. And asking, look, and I give credit, you know, Mark Bowman and Dave O'Brien, they ask good questions. You know, they're not like they're badgering these guys. It is what it is. But you've got to be able to get home, get your head right, sleep in your own bed, all the things you heard, these cliches you heard talked about. But just produce. And again, a despicable act by our producer, Chris, to say we should boo
really
these guys.
It really was.
To ask that poll question. This is when they need a hug. You need a slap on the back. You know, Carl, there's that coach who's kick you in the butt. Tonight, collectively, give them all a slap on the back. When they take the field, we rise as one, Braves country, and we make some noise, and we give them some love, and we get on with our lives. And Grant McCauley is going to join us next segment. Grant pointed out that 85 teams have had 7-game losing streaks. It's just so magnified, as Carl pointed out, when it starts with the two toughest teams under the lights in L.A. to start the season. So teams have lost 7 in a row and gone on to the postseason. But people say no one's ever started 0-8. I get it. I understand. But, you know, is it all about dates and the timing of it? It's just a brutal start.
It's
We're not making
start.
Excuses.
It is.
Do your job. Do your effing job and hit. Let's go.
Do your job. All right, man. Find Mike, by the way. Mike Bell, ATL. We took a great picture with the Freeze today. He was here hanging out with us. How cool is the Freeze, man? How cool is the Freeze?
We learned today. My buddy the Dude is here. Scotty's growing his hair out again. He's starting to get to full Big Lebowski mode. They're excited. The ladies dig it, man. So if you're up in Roswell, chicks, check him
all
out.
All I know is this dude's been in the gym pumping some iron, man. Come on, bro.
I'm telling you, man. He's so humble, too. Like, I mean, I would say, yeah, I played linebacker in Missouri. That was a different time. But Scotty, he slow rolls.
Well, it makes me laugh because I'm like, hey, Scotty, what have you been up to?
Just been in the gym.
Okay.
I guess, you know, Scotty.
All right.
Maybe this is the new Scotty 3.0. He's going to walk around talking like Sam Elliott now.
How are you? I'm the Dude.
Just been in the gym. But, yeah, man.
But, no, we were just talking about the Braves and trying to get things right and trying to get some buzz and some energy. And Scotty and I were just joking around about this. It's like, you know, the fan base just wants a spark.
Yeah.
Give me something to hang my hat on. And then we can all take a breath and we get on with our lives. But if you lose, imagine if you lose tonight, what it's going to be like?
No. I don't want to know what it's going to be like because, listen, it's already building. And even though we think it's absolutely ludicrous to boo, that is going to build because people are feeling like, hey, they're not playing up to their potential. Mm. Real quick, NFL news, Trey Lance and the Chargers reaching an agreement. We just talked about Trey Lance the other day.
Yeah, the Cowboys never got him on the field. There was some thought that maybe over Cooper Rush, but we never – again – I don't know what he is. He may be this guy.
I know what he is now. A backup.
Yeah, he may spend his entire life and never. Oh, did he start 2 games, 3 games in his life?
Yeah.
But the other story.
1 year, $6.2 million with the Chargers.
So he's a backup.
No. Well, we forget Taylor Heineke is still there.
Yep. So he's but he's an upgrade. I would think over with all due respect to local.
Oh
kid,
yeah, but I'm just Taylor I forgot Heineke. I forgot Heineke was there. But yeah, so it's obviously you know Trevor Lawrence.
It's Justin Herbert.
Not
is
Trevor
the man.
Lawrence, Herbert,
Justin Herbert's the man
yes.
there. We also found out that if you missed it earlier, the Browns had a big sit down with both Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. So if it's a poker game, they really do control a lot of teams' destiny. As far as do you go with the quarterback or do you go with the greatest athlete in this draft? And again, the Titans too. A lot of things that are being played out this next, 3 weeks or less than 3 weeks to the draft. But if you're looking for, like, tea leaves, read the tea leaves. We have no idea what's going to come in front of us, and we have no idea how or who's coming to us for Kirk Cousins, if at all.
When we come back, he just announced his retirement. We'll tell you who next. Falcon fans, we said he has announced his retirement. Julio Jones has officially announced his retirement from the NFL.
Call me crazy. Did he play last year?
Well, you know, you have to submit that paperwork.
Yeah,
right?
But, I mean, that means he's got to wait 5 more years. He could have gotten in the Hall of Fame
earlier.
In 4 years
he
as
could have
last
gotten.
Year. Did this next
yeah.
4.
So, former Falcons wide receiver, listen, was great. And we know this. Fastest to 13,000 yards, 7-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro. We all know how good Julio Jones was. Congratulations on an amazing career, but it's official. He is retiring. All right, let's talk some Braves baseball. Grant McCauley is here. You excited?
Yeah, happy to be here, for sure. I mean, there's no time like the present. Turn things around. That's kind of the prevailing message I got from the Braves clubhouse. So
today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, we're a week into the season. While it is, and I've talked about this a lot, the only sample size you have is a pretty bad one. But that doesn't mean the next 155 have to go that way. And, in fact, this is a club that's been known to go on winning streaks in the past. They're just going to need one of those to kind of level this thing out.
You had the numbers, Grant, on your Twitter. We don't say X.
Okay.
But talking about, you know, teams that have had seven-game losing streaks, and 85 teams have gone to the postseason with seven-game losing streaks. But needless to say, I don't have to tell you. And as we said earlier, it's just so, you know, magnified that it's the start to the season. So it does get people down in the dumps and gets folks freaking out.
Yeah, I mean, it's, what do we say? It gets folks up in their feelings about
yes.
it. And look, it's never happened for a club to make the postseason having lost their first seven games. I think we've heard about that quite
right.
a bit in the last, what, 48 to 72 hours. Putting that aside, though, there were three teams last year that made it to the postseason that had a seven-game losing streak.
Right.
And then the World Series in 2023, and CJ Nitkowski of FanDuel Sports pointed this out. The World Series matchup of the Rangers and the Diamondbacks both had seven-plus game losing streaks, including Arizona, which lost nine in a row at one point, still made it to the World Series.
Why?
So bad things can happen, even during one of your best years. Unfortunately, this is just not the first impression that you want to make.
Well, the other thing is how resilient, I think, and Carl, we have the soundbite. We always joke around and be going, fire sale, fire sale. And that was after Andrew Jones had this.
Yeah,
we found the news that his ACL was blown out in 21. But then, you know, to money, I say money ball it, you know, with Soler, with Rosario, with Jock Peterson. And it's funny because that name Jock Peterson came up a lot this week because, look, there's nothing you can do. You can scream all you want. You can turn over the spread. But how do you get people to hit? People almost feel like this team is missing some guy to sort of push some buttons. And I know you're in that clubhouse every day.
Yeah.
So who's the button pusher? Do you need one?
I don't know that they have one of those, but that doesn't mean that the interactions between them when we're not in there for the 45 minutes a day that we get, that their conversations are not completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're, you know, these guys are with themselves more than they're with their families over the course of that 7 months of a baseball season. So it takes 26 at any given time to do the things that they want to do. They understand that. So in unpacking that kind of a statement, you have to kind of think, all right, well, not everyone can walk up to the plate every single at bat thinking, I've got to be the guy. And I think that's been part of the human element of what's gone on. But overall, I think even when you look back at 2021, I mean, we can think statistically about it, you know, and look at it and say, well, it's some money ball maneuvering.
But that's adversity.
But
they overcame more adversity, though. That the point is, as bad as things, Mike, I guess my point is, as bad as things look, you know, now, it looked 10 times worse in 2021.
And it felt worse because you knew you had lost your best player.
Mm.
He wasn't coming back anytime soon. You don't replace an MVP. And we had to hear this conversation again last year when it was like, all right, well, what do you guys do? And Austin Riley, I think, was the one that said, look, we know we can't replace him.
Right.
So we just have to be the best versions of ourselves, which may sound cliche, but what else are you going to say and what else are you going to do? But unfortunately, a lot of things went sideways last year, thanks in large part to injuries and the inconsistency on top of that. But they were hoping to separate themselves from 2024. It just hasn't felt like that yet.
Grant McCauley joining us live here at Murph's tonight, the home opener for our Braves. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant, let's get into some of the minutia because I don't know if it's true, but is Ozuna being pitched around?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's no one behind him to protect him when he's batting behind Matt Olson, which is why they shifted him up into the lineup. He's also walking at what I would call as a Bonzian-type pace. I mean, Barry Bonds is the only guy that I've seen get walked consistently the way that Marcel has been the past week. This is going to even out.
Yes.
This is the highest walk rate of his career, but teams are not really tempted to make a mistake to him because that you've got to prove that somebody behind him can get the job done. And Harris, Albies, and the likes, and then on down the list of the Brian De La Cruz's, Jared Kelnick's, Orlando Arcia's, Nick Allen's. I mean, who are you going to face in a high-leverage situation? One of the guys I just mentioned or Marcel Ozuna now? And I think that's really the answer to that question.
And I only bring that up to just say that's a plus, right? That's something that we're not focusing on because as a team we're not scoring runs, but it's telling you the respect that Marcel is getting.
Sure.
And he got that from two of the best teams in the league.
He did.
In the Padres, in the Dodgers. But that is something that we're going to continue to keep an eye out on.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this lineup look like eventually next month? I'm fast-forwarding here. When Acuna gets back, or do you still play with the top of this lineup, or does he jump right back in?
No, he's right back at the top.
Okay.
That's one of those things that if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. Yeah.
And I think that in talking to a lot of players around him, and in talking to Ronald, too, over the past, I mean, what is it, 7-8 years now of his career? It's kind of crazy.
Right.
He's still in his you know, mid to late 20s. It's not like he's long in the tooth or anything, but he's now in the prime of his career. But for so long it was, all right, well, we could move him to cleanup because he's such a powerful hitter and he could knock in more runs, and Brian Snitker did that. And then it didn't work. You put him back at the top of the order, some things just work. And I think Ronald is engaged. I think that energizes him.
Right.
I think it energizes the team. And when asked about thinking about it again, Snit has not been shy about saying, hey, look, that didn't work, and the dummy that did it last time ain't going to make that mistake
right.
again, so I'm going to leave him right
no,
there.
No, but I mean, we, Carl and I said it from the time he was, you know, leading off. This guy's a cleanup hitter, but it's the new baseball, like the way they use Shohei and everyone else who
get
you
the
want that guy
at best.
Exactly. Yeah. Grant McCauley's with us, guys. We're live at Murph's. Get the cheese curd. Stay for the shenanigans, man.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of fun with us out here at the All-Star Weekend as well, guys. Stay tuned for all that with 92.9 The Game. Yeah, Grant, I mean, that's the thing about, you know, this lineup. I was asking you earlier about 7-8-9.
Mm-hmm.
Tough right now. Nick Allen's been a nice story. What do you make of Drake Baldwin, and is Drake just kind of, unfortunately, just feeling all of the pressure that everyone else is feeling, and is he pressing because – or is he just struggling?
No, I really don't think either one, to be honest with you. He has been, by far, the unluckiest hitter based on how
oh, no,
hard
he should have
he's
two
consistently
home runs already.
Hitting the ball.
Right.
Absolutely. Those are the kind of things where I look at it and I think, okay, this will work itself out over time. And talking to Drake Baldwin in spring training, and forgive me if I've already told this story three times now, but I was impressed with asking him, okay, well, in Mississippi, you weren't really hitting all that well, but then something happened in Gwinnett, and he said, well, actually, I feel like I was doing all the right things in Mississippi. It was just a tough park, and you're not always rewarded for it. So when I got to Gwinnett, I just stayed with who I am and what I was doing, and the results came, which tells me if you go through a challenging first week in the big leagues, but you're still putting up professional at-bats, you know, really working counts, hitting the ball hard, eventually things are going to work themselves out. And he is, I think, the moment's not too big for him, if that makes sense. I mean, he hasn't had that showcase or spotlight moment just yet, but I think it's in there, and at some point he could be that guy. Now the question will become, because Sean Murphy could be back maybe as soon as this weekend, I think definitely by the Phillies series, what's going to be the, you know, the corresponding move there?
Right.
Drake Baldwin needs at-bats, so if you're going to catch Murphy three out of every four games, I don't know that, you know, they're going to continue Drake Baldwin's major league apprenticeship here. But we'll see.
And Trump was Chadwick Trump was signed to back up Sean Murphy. This was not supposed to play out this way, guys, because we didn't expect the injury to Murph.
Right. I mean, last year the plan was for Sean Murphy to catch 130 games, and then opening day, top of the seventh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Strained oblique, out for 2 months. So then you had Travis d'Arnaud in a lot more often, but no team out there, even the Dodgers, is paying $8 million for their backup catcher. So you knew that they wanted Sean Murphy to come in, carry the load, literally, figuratively. That's what they traded for him to do. So,
when you were down in Northport, did Murphy change his approach? Did he get with Hires, the new hitting instructor, to change it up? Because obviously it was terrible last year.
They all have. And, you know, he said that it wasn't really that his oblique was still bothering him, but he felt like after missing 2 months, like it's a false start to his whole season, he just never felt comfortable. And he's like, I didn't feel like I was that much different, but nothing felt right. And really, you could probably go back and look at the second half of 2023 where he hits the ball incredibly hard, but the angle started to drop. And so, you know, you hit the ball hard on three hops to the shortstop.
Yeah.
You hit it hard, but it's an out.
Yes.
And if it's a runner on first base, it could be two outs. So that's just one of those things. I think that's the adjustment that he needs to make. And last year was a really lost year for Sean Murphy, maybe more so than just about any other Braves hitter.
Grant, when are you on this weekend?
I will be on Sunday morning from 9 to 11. We will hopefully be talking about a much more eventful series against the Marlins, previewing what's coming up against the Philadelphia Phillies. I'll be joined by my buddy Scott Coleman of Hammer Territory, part of the Foul Territory network of podcasts. We'll chat some Braves, and Craig Mish, who covers the Marlins. We're going to catch up and see what's going on with this club. We'll see them a little bit this weekend, but they have one of the most intriguing trade chips in baseball, pitching for them again. Sandy Alcantara, where's he going to be pitching by the end of the year?
Can we get him?
It'd be beautiful.
Well, we're not going to be the only suitors,
though. Do the Marlins want to trade him in the division and
Mets,
face him for three more years?
I mean, you could argue the Mets and maybe even the Phillies, depending on how their pitching staff plays out, would be in play.
And the Phillies have already gotten Lizardo from the Marlins, so there has been some connective tissue there. But who knows if they will let him stay in the NL or send him on over to an AL team.
Grant, man, thank you for coming over. We'll talk to you Monday, recapping the series on the show, guys. Make sure you follow Grant. He keeps
Grant
you up
also
to date.
He runs a rickshaw when he's not doing this stuff. So if you are in some of the far-flung parking lots, you may get a chance to talk to Grant.
He keeps you up to date on everything that's going on. Appreciate you, brother. Enjoy.
You got it.
Home opener is always fun.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
No doubt.
All right, guys, we got to get out of the way. Big O, let's clear our throat.
Hey, thanks to Jerry Glanville who stopped by today. Fun stuff with him. It's 404 day. Enjoy this Braves opener. We'll be talking about it with you on Monday. What happens at the Final Four? We got a big show. And Monday we're going to be at Twin Peaks Kennesaw. Yeah, on a Monday because it's national championship. So come through, hang out with us. That's where we'll be broadcasting from on Monday.
I think it's going to be Auburn-Houston.
Okay.
Shock the world.
And then if it is, Mike, okay. I don't know if we can go wrong with either all these teams. I just don't know.
I think you're right. Either way, the number one, the final game, going to be a lot of fun.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, man, hope you guys have a great weekend. Let's go Braves. Let's score some runs. Turtles out here, thank you for being out here with us, hanging out today.
And the Turtle Fan Club. Make some noise over here.
No doubt. Big ups to Obeck at the studio. Mike Bell, man, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, just announced. Carl said to me today, I was like, Julio just announced his retirement? I mean, look, Julio's always been an enigma. Now, for guys who don't follow the dictionary or didn't learn what enigma means, that's not a bad thing. He just kept his own counsel.
Yeah.
Other than hanging out with Domingos, I never really got to know Julio. We tried. Remember you and I at the time, we were there. We said, hey, we heard from Matt. Matt thinks we can have 2,000 yard receivers.
Who said that?
That's his opinion. You know, and I could never tell if Julio was playing it straight or being funny. No one debates Julio was one of the greatest Falcons to ever dress out. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But why are you waiting another year to get in the Hall of Fame? It's just another kind of strange wrinkle to the Julio legacy.
Yeah, maybe he was thinking that he'd play another year. Hmm. Hey, stop worrying. We're going to be fine. It's frustrating, but this is where we start to right the ship. And trust me, they'll hit. And they'll do the things necessary to get us back in the mix. I'm not as worried as you are. But I'm frustrated with the fact that none of these guys are hitting their weight right now. That changes this weekend. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You're at 406 and going, game over, man. Game over.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.